This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons. The diseases that I am protecting my child against, they're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Finally, we're finally underway at the NBA Finals. I like it. It was a long time coming. Over a week for the Celtics. Exactly a week for the Dallas Mavericks. And as we joked on our last show together, the NBA Finals are so strung out that we'll be encroaching on the start of the NFL season by the time they're done. But it's all right. At least we've got one game to talk about now. And the Stanley Cup Final on the horizon. Not to mention history in Oklahoma City. Different sport altogether if you're not paying attention. Oh, and a bit of a new experience for me. I'm not used to sharing the television. Definitely not used to sharing the television when I've got work to do. Ha! I was outnumbered on Thursday evening because I married into a Longhorn family. So I'll have to tell you that story and how I pulled off the surprise of the century. I'm out to win Wife of the Year in my first year of marriage. I don't know if it's possible. One of our faithful listeners suggested maybe I should be going for Rookie of the Year instead. Nah, I set my sights high. And so I went all out. And after, gosh, a couple days of being super nervous that it wouldn't work, it was better than I could have expected. I cannot wait to share the story with you. It's been awesome. I earned major wifey poo brownie points. Yes, every now and then, the Hubs does call me the wifey poo. I can't help it. We're that kind of cute. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Happy Almost Friday. Oh! Yeah. Oh, that's my favorite. Comes from my absolute favorite championship celebration or championship noise of all time. And here we are getting closer. I wouldn't say we're close yet. Getting closer to counting champions in both the Celtics-Mavericks series and then also with the Oilers. Gosh, long time coming there. They haven't won a finals in years. And the Florida Panthers, who've never won. So some great candidates, some fresh blood. It's been a long time for a lot of these franchises, if at all. It's kind of funny, actually, to think about the four teams that are still standing. So you've got two trophies, four teams. You got to like those odds. Do you know the team that most recently won a title is Dallas? Because the Celtics haven't won a banner since 08. Dallas won in 2011. Panthers have never hoisted the Stanley Cup. And for the Oilers, it's not been since the 90s. So this is a great couple weeks if you're interested in watching the best of the best. Love to hear from you. And if you would like to see the pie, Jay has tasted the pie. If you would like to see a photo, I can't send you the flavor through social media. But Jay is here to attest.
Oh my gosh.
The pie is gone. And I have to tell you something. Before we get into basketball, Jay, I want you to know that I vouched for you. But it was not my call. I had to wait for the husband to tell me it was okay to get to take you the last piece.
Oh, that was the last
piece?
Yes.
So we cheated and we had the pie on his birthday eve because it was made, it was ready, he wanted some, so I thought, why not? We'll start birthday early. So we had the pie on Wednesday evening, which meant there was about half of it left on his birthday, Thursday. His mom, who is visiting, cuts ginormous pieces for his birthday, actual day. And she says, don't worry, there's one piece left. And this is just about the time when I texted you, I'll snag you a piece. I thought there was a lot more left, just one piece left. So I said to Bob, he's going to bed, happy birthday. I gave him a second card. I couldn't decide if I wanted funny or sweet, so I got both. Anyway, I gave him the second card, and I'm saying goodnight as he's going to bed. And I said, I actually have to tell Jay that we ate all the pie. And he said, no, there's a piece down there. Babe, I'm not giving him your last piece of pie. He insisted that I bring you the last piece of the birthday pie. So that is my hubs. Also, we decided that we'd already eaten most of the pie, and it was better if you had the rest of the pie.
I am so honored and gracious. Happy birthday, Bob. That is incredible. It was tremendous. So
well, don't give it away.
Thank you.
We'll talk about it. But yes, you'll get the full surprise story, the shock of the century that I pulled off for the Hubs B-Day. But we'll put that on ice for now. We do have some actual sports to talk about. And I'd love to hear from you. So on Twix at A-Law Radio and then also on our Facebook page. But yes, there is a photo of a pie. And I'm happy to tell you the story at some point. These next 4 hours, they're going to fly by. We've got football. We've got softball. And we've got basketball. And before we get to the NBA Finals, you want to talk about the shock of the century. I did not see this coming. Dan Hurley to the Lakers? I thought they were biding their time waiting on J.J. Redick. Now, I'll be the first one to tell you Dan Hurley's a better coach. Because JJ hasn't coached. Dan is a better coach. But this really threw me off. I thought he was good to go. He was happy at UConn. They've made him very rich. He's won back-to-back titles. He'd seemed to indicate that he wasn't ready for a coaching change, right? Because we'd heard him right away say no to Kentucky, no to this move, no to that move. We're staying where we are. I'm happy where we are. La, la, la. I'm pretty sure Alex Caravan withdrew his name from the NBA draft in large part because Dan Hurley is his coach and he believes that they've got enough talent to potentially three-peat as men's national champs. And now we find out that Dan Hurley is interested in the Lakers job. Now, I'm going to play this cut first. It comes from the Mike Francesa podcast. It's Dan Hurley admitting that he is open to changing gigs and to stepping up to the pro level.
I do aspire, one day if the right NBA situation were to come along. I do aspire to
really,
really
that's a good, that's
myself.
Nice to know. Really, that okay? You'd like to take a shot at the NBA?
I mean, if the right situation where right. You know an organization wants a tone setter to come in and instill a culture, young players and an organization that wants to pursue championships.
Would it have to be in the Northeast with your wife, or would she? Because I don't know if she'd go all over the country, would she?
She's the boss.
Now, apparently, according to Dan, and that's the UConn head coach on the Mike Francesa podcast, according to Dan, the family is the reason that he did not have any interest in the job in Kentucky, is because they'd moved a bunch, and she didn't want to move again, and not to Kentucky. But this is the Lakers, so I can certainly understand. Now, we had just spoken to our friend Michael Duarte of NBC LA, what, Tuesday night? And, or was it, it might have been Monday night, actually. And I asked him, why don't the Lakers have a new head coach? And he said, well, the general consensus is they're waiting on J.J. Redick, who is currently working the NBA Finals on TV. But now, according to multiple reports, Rob Pelinka, who's the VP of basketball operations for the Lakers, and owner Jeannie Buss, that's really the brain trust for L.A., they are meeting with Dan Hurley in Southern California on Friday, and that they are expected to put together a massive deal, one that they believe would be impossible to turn down. It could be significant when it comes to salary, because they're the Lakers. When it comes to length, if that's what he wants, job security. Now, again, he's meeting with them Friday. At this point, according to Hurley, there's no decision made, but he did tell his players Thursday that he is at least talking to the Lakers and that there is interest there. I appreciate that he's upfront about it. It might be too late for Alex Caravan, who pulled his name from the NBA draft, but I like the fact that he's being upfront with them. It's kind of hard not to, I suppose, if the news is leaking. Better to find out from your coach than to find out on social media. I don't know that it makes them feel better, but while the organization has allowed the chatter around J.J. Redick to continue, and while at this point they've only done, I think, one in-person interview, one or two, according to the sources, they've had their eyes on Dan Hurley for quite a while. He is only 51 years old. He's obviously figured out how to communicate with young players. He's known for developing players. And, of course, the offense is what everyone is dazzled by. Well, just throwing this out there, and I know LeBron has indicated he's not part of the coaching search, and the talk is that the Lakers are actually more concerned about Anthony Davis being on board because they would like him to finish out his career with the Lakers, whereas LeBron, he's likely to be gone before the next head coach finishes out his contract or gets fired. Right? So the next head coach is likely to be there even after he's gone, unless it goes horribly wrong. And so for that reason, LeBron may not be involved in the coaching search, but they are concerned about the opinion of Anthony Edwards. But the idea that they might have to draft his son, Bronny, to keep LeBron in town, maybe that's another reason why it appeals to you to hire a guy out of college, because he knows exactly how to work with and develop a player of Bronny's age who has limited college experience. Now, who knows about the father-son dynamic? That's a lot for a coach to step into, but we know Dan Hurley has a very strong personality. He's not going to get run over, not even by LeBron. I thought it was interesting as I was reading about this, and I can't believe it's been 20 years. But 20 years ago, I do remember the Lakers tried to hire Mike Krzyzewski away from Duke. But not the money, not the franchise, not the banners, not the star power and the Hollywood. That couldn't lure Coach K away from Chapel Hill. Now, can it lure Dan Hurley away from the Northeast? This is a big story in the NBA. What's your reaction? Well, if you're a UConn fan, you would probably hate it. But if you're Dan Hurley, you have to talk to them. You have to. First of all, it makes you look terrific that the Lakers are interested in you. Second of all, if nothing else, maybe it causes UConn to come back with a counteroffer. Hey, if you stay, we'll give you this, this, this. But I don't know that all things being equal, UConn can compete with the Lakers. It'd be different if this was, pardon me, the Sacramento Kings. And I know they're better this year. I know they're getting better. And actually, Mike Brown is just got a raise too, I think. Right, this is not the Orlando Magic. This is the Los Angeles Lakers. This is not the Charlotte Hornets.
No disrespect to Orlando Magic, but that's one of the worst teams in the league.
Not anymore. I knew Jay was going to do that. So this is a bombshell, in my opinion. What's your reaction? I'd love to hear from you. Gino Auriemma, actually, coincidentally, was getting interviewed on the Dan Patrick Show on Thursday. And remember, he just got a 5-year contract extension to stay at UConn on the women's side. So he's not going anywhere. And Gino was asked by Dan about his colleague at UConn.
You know, this is really funny because I happened to be at a thing with him last night. Just leaned over and I said, hey, I think you can win a lot of championships with the Lakers more so than a guy who's never coached.
Stop it.
And he just looked at me and, you know, nodded and we had a good laugh. And then this morning I wake up and voila. So I don't know what's going on. And it'd be a bad day for UConn for sure if this happens. And it would be a great, great day for Dan Hurley and I'm sure a bittersweet day for Dan Hurley.
If you're Gino Auriemma, are you thinking, what the heck, man? I actually nailed it. I had no info. I nailed it. And you pretended like you had no idea? You pretended like that was really funny?
This morning I wake up and voila.
Could you imagine? Jay, what if this happens? So I assume you and I are closer than Gino and Dan. They don't sound like they're super tight. Yeah. And they both have major responsibilities. They're both alpha males, so I can understand. But they're probably the most famous Connecticut State employees.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, and highest paid. Anyway, if you and I are, I don't know, we're doing a show one night, and you say to me, you hear about some job opening, some outrageous job opening that I don't know, let's say play-by-play for the Lakers, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you say to me, man, I think you'd be really good at that.
I mean, you'd crush
play-by-play for the Lakers. You'd crush that. But exactly. And we go, ha, 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 ha. We laugh. I'm not moving to L.A. Oh, you know, that's just really funny. I appreciate that, Jay. And the next day, you find out through social media or on the news that, in fact, I am interviewing to be the next play-by-play announcer, sorry, John Ireland, for the Los Angeles Lakers radio network. What would you think?
I think I would need some sort of royalties or some sort of compensation for that. Because I clearly had some inside knowledge and had something to do with it.
Oh, clearly. You spoke it into existence.
Clearly.
Yeah, it's pretty funny, actually. Okay, so then, Gino, if it was funny and all yesterday, and now you think, oh, okay. Maybe like Jay says, you feel like you planted the seed there. Should he go?
If Danny were to leave and somebody said to me, you know, he just took this NBA job, I won't name any particular city, I would say, you know, you're set up for failure, but it's the Lakers. But if you're saying, hey, I want a 10-year deal, I want the same deal Brad Stevens got at Boston.
It might be more than that.
Well, Dan, you know what? Hey, Andrea's wife might not like me, but he's crazy if he doesn't take it.
Good stuff with Gino Auriemma, who, as I say, just signed a 5-year extension for his own contract and is going nowhere there at UConn, which is probably the most coveted job in women's basketball. But to be honest, after the last few years, if Dan Hurley leaves, wouldn't that also be about the most coveted job in men's basketball? Maybe even more than Kentucky, considering the hard times it's fallen on lately. Now, John Calipari has done, he did good work there, but his best work was done early in his tenure. And it's a fishbowl there, to be sure, in Lexington, where Kentucky hoops is pro basketball. All right, we got a lot to do. Really excited. Can't wait to hear from you. But I was blown away by the Dan Hurley deal. I thought that ship had sailed and he was good staying in stores. On Twix at A-Law Radio, and then on our Facebook page too. Love to hear from you. There is picture of pie. Jay can confirm. Check it out. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. We are going to talk about the opener of the NBA Finals straight ahead. And then Sean Grandy, longtime Celtics play-by-play voice, he's been saying to me, "What I fell on the depth chart. How come I haven't been on your show lately?" But I told him, we were saving you for the NBA Finals. And now it's here. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Pritchard shovel back to Porzingis. How about a trail three? Got it!
Here,
couldn't ask for a better start. Boston by 14. Jump pass to the paint into the left corner. Hauser, three. Got it. He never brought the ball down.
Man, what a great shot that was.
Well, Sam Hauser's been hearing for weeks about how he's in a slump. He's knocked out his first two threes of the final. Jalen switches to the right hand. Attacks the middle and throws it down with violence and thunder with the right hand. Celtics by 18. Pump fake. Porzingis steps to the top of the circle and hits again. 40 days and 40 nights he spent away from the Celtics. He's been back on the floor for 10 minutes. He's got 15 points. The Celtics have a 21-point lead, and Jason Kidd needs another timeout.
This is After Hours with Amy Lauren.
You have to think hard to remember that the Mavericks were actually up 13-12 early in the first quarter of the NBA Finals opener. But by the time they got to the end of the first quarter, they had been KP'd right in the face. Kristaps Porzingis comes off the bench and sparks a major rally, a huge jolt of energy, as you hear with Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell on the Celtics radio network. So this lead ballooned to 20-plus in the first half, and I'm thinking, what, are you kidding me? This is what the Mavericks have to offer against the Celtics. Now, granted, Dallas had been off a week, but Boston had been off longer. I don't know whether or not it was rust, just defense, teams adjusting to each other. And then, as I say, a Kristaps Porzingis that really has no equal out there on the court, no match. Nor does Luka Doncic know, though. And we had had a lot of discussions about who would guard Luka, how the Celtics would try to defend him. I mentioned multiple times, they're going to send different guys at him. They're just going to keep different bodies going at him to make him work and figure out who is able to corral him the best. But it's still Luka. And we know that he's one of the best offensive players in the league, an MVP candidate this season. So even though the Celtics had that lead balloon to above 20, it was Luka and a barrage in the third quarter that made it a game again.
Seven.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Healthy baby skin starts from the bottom. Pampers Swaddlers diapers absorb wetness away from the skin better than the leading value brand, with up to 100% leak-proof protection to help keep your baby's skin dry. Don't forget to pair Pampers diapers with new Pampers Free and Gentle wipes. They clean better and are 5 times stronger than Huggies Natural Care for easy cleanup without fear of tearing, no matter the mess. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
52-56, Luka in and out to his right, pull up over White for three, he hits.
And he continues to be, that's his third three. He's got three of the Mavericks' four threes in this game.
He's got 24 points and 7 rebounds on 10 of 19 shooting.
Luka finishes with 30 points, far and away the leading scorer for the Dallas Mavericks. He hit four triples, also had 10 rebounds in there, so he was very active. And the next couple of guys in terms of double figures, they had only a dozen from Kyrie Irving. He did not hit a three in this game. And then PJ Washington was in double figures of the guys who played significant minutes. So this was one of those games in which they did not get enough from the guys around them. However, they did shave the lead down to 8 with about 4.5 minutes to go in that third quarter. And the Celtics had to find another gear.
Jaylen moving to his right. Steps past Luka. Kick out. Wing. Holiday touches it to Tatum. Open. Three. Got it.
That's where you answer.
Jaylen strong down the right side. Over the shoulder pass. Corner. Three. Ow. Got it.
Shot clock was going down, too.
11 straight for the Celtics, and the lead is back to 19. Can't appreciate the size of Luka until you see him against the guard, and the guard here is Derek White, and slaps the ball away from Luka. Derek White off to the races, goes to the left hand and scores.
Oh, nice move. This time, all you did was lost that basketball on the backside. Scoop up, clean up, aisle two, catch up, ball exploded.
Clean up on aisle two, and a timeout for Jason Kidd.
So before the third quarter was done, the Celtics had responded with 14 straight points. So earlier had a run in which they outscored the Mavericks by 30 over that stretch. It was 44-14 over the stretch from mid first quarter into the third, well, into about halftime or so. It was a dominating stretch by the Celtics. But then as the Mavericks are able to pull back within single digits, you can feel the sense of urgency inside the Garden. You could hear it as well. And Boston responds. Home crowd, a big part of that, but also they can overwhelm most teams because of all the different options. And that includes Kristaps Porzingis. And so a game that the Celtics ultimately end up winning by nearly 20. But we talk about this a lot with teams that have to fight, scratch, and claw to get back into it after they've been trailing by such a significant margin. It's hard to not only make up that difference, but then to be able to maintain that high level of play the rest of the game. And Dallas just couldn't do that. Not in this game one against the Celtics. But it is important to remember, Celtics also won the final, or the opener of the final, excuse me, going back 2 years ago against the Golden State Warriors. It was also in Boston. And we know how that series turned out. So what makes this team different? Well, I'll certainly ask Sean Grandy that question. Chuck Hooperstein is the voice of the Mavericks Radio Network. And then, as I mentioned, Sean and his partner, Cedric Maxwell, on the Celtics Radio Network. The impact of Kristaps Porzingis off the bench, that was humongous. 20 points in 21 minutes, a half dozen rebounds, and then three fairly impressive block shots.
Obviously, what helped me is just even from the walkout before the game and then getting on the court, getting that kind of support was, you know, it was unreal. And the adrenaline was pumping through my veins, and that definitely helped. It wasn't ideal that I was out for such a long time, but I did everything I could to prepare mentally for this moment coming back, and it paid off, you know, and we got the job done tonight and had a good game and happy about the result.
He was great on both ends of the floor. Defensive execution, game plan, fighting for a spot in the offensive end, being physical, and making plays on both ends of the floor. So I thought he played great, and you know, that's the KP that, you know, helped us get to where we are today.
Kristaps had a monster game for us. Just his presence, shooting the ball, and him able to attack those switches and mismatches. He made him pay every time, and that's what we need going forward in the series. Kristaps was big, but those other guys, Derek White, Jrue Holiday, JT, they all can get going at any point in time. So that's the beauty of our team. We just gotta, you know, every game has its own story. We just gotta stay ready, stay composed, and take it one game at a time.
So yeah, this is a different team, and they've talked about it for months now. What they took away from the finals loss 2 years ago, last year as well, falling short of even getting back to the NBA Finals when they were just really bludgeoned by the Miami Heat. And by that, I do mean physically. The way that series went to seven games was pretty crazy in and of itself. But the Miami Heat and their brand of defense that was able to take away the options for the Celtics and make them a lot less multidimensional. But this team, it's learned from the failures. You can see that. They've been the best team in the NBA for the majority of the season, certainly in the playoffs now. They've won eight games in a row. And I thought it was really interesting. It caught my ear. The way that Jason Tatum answered questions tonight following the game. This was a fairly emotional experience for him. He was also mic'd up, by the way, and he was telling, shoot, who was he telling that the place was going to be lit? He was talking to someone pregame. I forgot who it was. They had him mic'd up on ABC, and he was talking about how, wait till you hear this place. This place is going to be lit. It's going to be amazing. Just kind of anticipating the excitement and the electricity in the building. But then to hear him talk about it after the fact, there were some other emotions that he was dealing with.
Be honest, I was nervous. I ain't gonna lie, I was nervous in like a anxious way, right? As like a little kid, it was just, it's surreal being in the finals. And you know, when you're young, I guess in your career, you think you always gonna go back. And last year was kind of like a wake up call when we didn't make it. So you know, getting back to this point and being here is really a big deal. And you know, we played well tonight. There's a lot of things we feel like we could do better. But it definitely does feel good to win the first game. But we know that 2 years ago we won the first game and, you know, the outcome of that series. So we still have a lot of work to do.
A fairly candid Jason Tatum. You would expect that after a series is done or expect that when the mission has been completed. A lot of times he's got his walls up and he'll get a little salty with the media, some of the questions and obviously the nitpicking he doesn't appreciate. But this is some honest emotion from him. I was nervous. I was anxious. It takes a lot to get back here. And last year, falling short, it was a wake-up call. There's a lot of pressure here. Most internal, probably. But yeah, I thought that was really insightful from Jason, who had 16 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists. All right, coming up, we'll hear from a few more of the Celtics, but also Jason Kidd, Kyrie Irving, who struggled in this game. Did the reception have anything to do with it? And then Luka, who's fairly annoyed. I can understand why. We're just getting started, but it's Happy Almost Friday. 3.5 hours to go. How does that sound until the weekend? Yes, you can absolutely be on the same schedule as us for purposes of Friday. Plus, it's a payday, which gives you a little, Wait, who? Oh, I forgot. I did it wrong. Don't tell me. Wait.
Yeah.
I'm just not that cool.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
The game is starting now. Just breathe. We're in, this is a moment where, you know, our experience shines through. Just breathe. Just keep playing basketball. If you got a shot that's open, take it with confidence.
It's just basketball, and I've been doing this for a long time, you know. And even if I have time off, I can jump right back in, and I feel the same way. I get to my spots, and I do so. Whether it's playoffs, regular season, or whatever, you know, I know how to do this.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Kristaps Porzingis, a major piece of the Celtics' win in the NBA Finals opener. Though the Mavericks early on had a slight lead over the Celtics, but once he came on the court, man, the energy was completely different. And then the Mavericks were able to rally and pull within 8 in the third quarter, but that was as close as they would get. Celtics answered with 14 straight points and put it away by a wide margin. On Twitter, @ALawRadio. On our Facebook page, we've got a post up. What's your reaction to Dan Hurley potentially leaving UConn and heading to the Los Angeles Lakers? You want to talk about a jump? I know they're both championship franchises, but wowzers. Dan Hurley coaching LeBron James and his son, maybe. They won't be intimidating to him because that's just his personality, but he does struggle with anxiety. He's been really open about that. He has an issue with anxiety when it comes to stressful situations. This would be a major move. Whew. Okay, I'm anxious to see how this plays out. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. The defense for these Boston Celtics. They were able to limit Luka Doncic, really except for that third quarter spurt where he does what he does. But as a whole, the Mavs were only 7 of 27 from beyond the arc. And Luka, as I say, his effectiveness was contained to that third quarter. Drew Holiday, he's a former NBA champion.
Throwing different guys at him, different guys that play defense differently, some aggressive, some not, but I think even our white guys guard.
I'm sorry, what?
I think even our white guys guard.
So Drew Holiday, I guess he can say that because he's a champion, right? I wonder if the cancel culture mob's going to get all over Drew. Yes, I'm being tongue-in-cheek. Down killer. Don't at me. Drew Holiday, about his own guys, says even the white guys can guard. I'm sure he's referring to Derek White. Oh, yeah, he plays hard on D. He does. Sam Hauser, he'll get out there and D up. Kristaps Porzingis had 3 blocks, so he can also D. Peyton will hustle around Peyton Pritchard. Even our white guys can guard. I might have to bring that up with Sean Grandy at the top of the hour. He's still working on his stats. He is meticulous and really almost Bill Belichick-like when it comes to updating his stats after every game. I know his post-game routine well, still calling games into June, and we're looking forward to having him. So yeah, the defense had its way with the Mavericks in this opener.
Give the Celtics credit. They did a great job tonight defending, making it tough on us. We had some good looks that didn't go down. We got to move the ball. The ball just stuck too much. And we'll be better in game 2.
I think that they really rely on their great defense.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door. In as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
The ball pressure, they're one-on-one defenders, and they funnel us into certain areas. I mean, even as I say that they're relying on the one-on-one, every time I got an ISO, there's almost 2-3 people waiting for me to get in there. So I got to catch the ball on a live dribble and just be aware of my opportunities. It's uncharacteristic for us to have only 9 assists. The ball's got to move a little bit more. And again, that starts with me just being able to push the pace, get us some easy opportunities, and just adjust to what they're throwing at us.
Kyrie struggled. The Celtics won't have any trouble with the Mavericks if they don't get top-line performances from Luka and Kyrie, as well as help from other guys. Because if you look at the Celtics and the guys on their roster who can score and shoot from deep and open up the Dallas defense and force it to guard all over the court, you re-inject Kristaps Porzingis into that lineup, whether he starts or not. That was kind of interesting. He was in the starting lineup, and then he was not in the starting lineup. So we'll ask Sean about that, too. But between Tatum and Brown, and then you've got a Derek White, who when he gets hot from three, he's deadly. Certainly Al Horford, while he gets streaky from beyond the arc, he's a guy who will hustle and can give you double figures. And then coming off the bench, you've got other guys who can shoot and score. So yeah, it's a lot to manage and a lot of points that you have to equal or bypass or surpass, I should say. And if you only have Luka Doncic who's shooting well, then the Mavericks are in trouble. Jason Kidd not going to worry about his point guard after one game.
Thought he had great looks. That just didn't go down. He had some great looks at three. He had some great looks in the paint. That's just part of basketball. Sometimes they go in, sometimes they don't. Tonight they just didn't go down for Kai or most of the team. Hopefully we get those same shots in game two and we can be better.
You knew the question was going to be posed to Kyrie. Well, what about the Boston crowd? How much did the fans affect you as you go 0 for 5 from beyond the arc and 6 of 19 overall?
It's basketball at the end of the day. Being in this environment, I'm used to it at this point. Early in my career, there was a different relationship that I had with Boston, just being able to come here, be settled with a veteran group. Now I'm here as the veteran. Over the past few years, just experiencing the playoffs here, even regular season, it's been the same thing. I thought it was going to be a little louder in here, but I'm expecting the same things going into game two, crowd trying to get me out of my element, my teammates out of my element. But again, the energy's got to be focused towards the game. Felt like I had a lot of great looks. They hit back rim or, they were just a little left or right. So I just got to stay confident and stay poised throughout this, man. This is the best time of the year to be playing. It's only two teams left. Let's put it in perspective. The environment's going to be what it is, but my focus is on our game plan and making sure my guys feel confident and I feel confident and continue to shoot great shots.
I mean, the snarky response to that would be if you thought the crowd was going to be louder and that's how you performed. So you're surprised that the crowd wasn't any louder or voracious with its appetite for booing or wasn't tossing as much vitriol. And you still went over 5 from beyond the arc. But I would agree with Kyrie on this point. I would agree with Kyrie that at this point in his career, he is probably not going to be thrown off his game by a hostile crowd. Kyrie, no doubt, has heard pretty much everything you can and would say to a guy with his varied background, trying to be as objective as possible.
Boston hates you.
He's not out there with Sage waving it on the court to ward off evil spirits. He's not going to give fans the double bird. He's probably past that point where he takes that bait. But yeah, if the crowd didn't really seem to make a difference with you.
I thought it was going to be a little louder in here.
And you were pleasantly surprised that the Celtics fans were underwhelming in your opinion. Well then, what's the dealio, yo? Yeah, they're going to need more than a dozen points per game from Kyrie. And he says himself, but it's also notable, the Mavs only had 9 assists. And Jason Kidd talked about how the ball just, it stuck. And that's what he means. They weren't getting great ball movement. They weren't finding open men. They weren't sharing the basketball to the point where shots were made after a great pass or just any pass, really. It doesn't have to be a great pass. On Twix at A-Law Radio, and then on our show Twitter, Twix, see, I'm still learning. You can find us at Amy After Hours. Would love to hear your reaction to Dan Hurley potentially taking over as the Lakers head coach. And when they say they're preparing a massive, well, they didn't say it, but the reports are preparing a massive long-term offer. How do you turn that down? The kind of money that the Lakers can offer, but not just that, it's an opportunity. Even if you fall flat on your face, you still say, I got a chance to coach the Lakers. Well, and you could always blame it on LeBron because he really chases coaches out of the league. Deshaun Grandy's next. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons. The diseases that I am protecting my child against, they're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Instacart shopper thoughts. Avocado edition.
If I had a time machine, I wouldn't go back in time to ride a dinosaur or hang out with George Washington. I'd go forward 3 days from now to see this avocado perfectly ripe just in time for Jeff to make his guac. But hey, that's just me.
Download the Instacart app and we'll overthink shopping for you. Get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.